I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We want you to call us with movies that didn't hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a couple different ways to look at this. Like, there are movies that didn't hold up. Steve and I were talking about Hancock. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, with Will Smith. Yeah.
You sit down at that movie and you're like, this is badass. He's a drunk superhero. He needs rehabilitated. He just, like, he's whatever. And then it's got that funny guy. What's his name?
Jason Bateman.
Yes.
Hilarious. Awesome movie.
Yes.
Amazing.
Great. I love the relationship between those two.
And Charlize is in it. She's beautiful. Amazing.
That's about when it goes to hell.
Halfway through
that movie, it's no longer about that. Then she's a superhero and it just loses.
They're fighting each other.
It's not good anymore.
It's battling. And
it's a good movie and then it sucks. And then turns into like Roman. Like the first half, I want to just be Will and Jason and rehabilitating and like awesome. And then it's not. Just,
right.
That movie didn't hold up.
Yeah. From beginning to the end of the movie.
You know, another movie that's kind of, what was that? Oh my God. Now I'm blanking on it. I had two in my head at the same time. From Dusk Till Dawn is another movie like that. You ever seen that movie?
No.
It's a Quentin Tarantino movie.
How did I miss that one?
It's like, oh God.
Wait, who's in that one?
Everybody. It's got.
I miss that.
Oh my God. So it's like an RV. Quentin's one of the bad guys, and then there's the dude, the Mexican-y dude with all the...
Judge Retreo?
The guy who plays the exact same character, bad gang guy in every movie. Anyway, the movie's like, they're on a road trip in an RV, and like these criminals take over the RV and force them to cross the border, and you're like, it's the dynamics between... It's like, oh my God, he's trying to protect his family in the RV, and you're like, oh God, this is horrible... It's a great movie about that dynamic.
Okay.
And then they get down into Mexico and they go into this strip club and the strip club is full of vampires and the vampires kill everybody.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Where did this come from?
Why is that happening?
Yeah.
It's about, the movie's about that. The like hostage situation.
It's not in a random thing. You're just, what?
Now it's a vampire movie.
It's not
supposed to be a vampire movie or it's got to be an entirely vampire. Right.
Pick a direction.
Okay, so those are one kind of movies that don't hold up. The other kind that we're talking about is that movie that you just loved. And then you're like, you get older, you like got it in your Netflix queue, or now we just stream it or whatever. And you're like, what the, why, what?
Didn't age well.
Yeah.
What
were you thinking? Because you were saying that about all the Star Wars movies.
I never said that. Somebody else has said that.
I thought you said it was.
I would never. Even the ones that suck, I would never say. 1, 2, and 3. Are just bleh.
But they're right about Star Wars.
No.
So cheese.
So cheesy.
Thank you, Amber. Just awful.
Well, like the first one.
Yeah.
You're just saying words that you think will make me happy. And that's not, I'm not following.
You just said it.
I said 1, 2, and 3, but do you know what? When you say the first one, that doesn't mean what you think it means. The first one is actually 4. I'm going to stop. The first movie that came out is 4, and it's still awesome.
I meant the one that you.
Yeah, no, see, what I'm saying is you were the one. Okay. Like, for example, what's a movie that didn't hold up?
16 Candles.
Oh, well, I mean.
Okay.
Do we have time?
That's not
100%.
I loved that movie.
Greatest movie ever.
It is not okay.
It's
not. I feel wrong watching it now.
I mean.
The
It's a love interest, and you're like, is she going to get the popular boy and everything? It's like amazing. And then when you see it in the optics of the modern world where women no longer have to be traded like commodities, and
yes,
it is everything. And there is even like race stuff in there that's really inappropriate.
Super inappropriate.
Cringe. There's just so, you're just cringing the whole time.
That's a
good
one.
And you want to love it, but you're just like, I can't believe I used to like that.
Yeah.
Can you like any of those movies? Like, she's all, like, all those movies where it's the popular kid getting with the nerd kid, like, they're all kind of bad.
They're using the girl, the ugly duckling girl.
At least those ones aren't.
16 Candles has every, it's got full on, like, sick assault in it.
That's a great example.
I went back and watched Dirty Dancing and didn't get it.
Wait, what? Oh, hey, what?
Don't. Nobody put Slacker in a corner. It's not good.
Which part?
The whole thing.
No.
It's just cheesy. Like, it, when we watched it when we were young, we were like, there's so many movies that we watch when we're young and we feel empowered by it. And then you go back and you're like,
yikes.
It's hokey. Like, you are talking about the Batman movie.
You're right. It was like everyone was couldn't wait to see Batman on the big screen. Batman, Batman.
Not the cool ones with Christian Bale.
No,
we're talking
none
about
of
the
those.
First ones.
The first ones with what's his? Your
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton, and it was by director.
Burton.
Tim Thank
Burton.
You.
And yeah.
So I thought, you know, you see the first one, it's cool, and the nine that came
and
after.
And the Prince music in
right?
it.
Right, no, awful. Even the first one, they're all bad.
It was great when we were at the theater, and you're like,
you're
oh my
age,
God, Jack Nicholson
right.
is playing Joker.
No,
and it's just like,
awful, stupid.
You go back and watch it, it's the
bad.
Dumbest thing.
Thank you.
There's not a redeeming
no.
moment in it.
Except for Kim Basinger, but outside of that, she's just not.
That's, right, was she in the first
hair.
One?
Yeah, she had the hair I
she
liked.
She still had nine and a half weeks hair.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey hair.
Nice.
Very rare.
Yeah, see, that was
a
redeem.
Oh, my gosh.
all right, so here's what we want to do. We want you to tell us either version of this, either you like a movie that's great for half and then doesn't hold up by the end of the movie, or movies that, like Amber said, just they didn't hold up. They didn't
age well.
You go back and you watch and you're like, why? Like, I'm not saying this is true, but I kind of feel that about Princess Bride. I still love it. But when I forced everyone to come to my house to watch it, it was hard to watch because I didn't feel like they were loving it the way I wanted them to love it.
Oh, okay.
And then so you're sitting here, I'm like, that line is funny, and you're going to quote that. And you're just
ugh. And you're like, what? No, this
it
is
was great. It was great. It was great.
Amber, you're doing the same thing as you did with the Star Wars thing. And I'm not going to.
You know what else didn't?
What?
AOL. Or we've got mail.
Oh,
I
God.
I call it AOL because it seems
that's
like
it's all it is.
It's an infomercial for AOL.
Literally.
It was such a cute little thing. I think any movie that incorporates the technology of the time, then when you go back, you're like, why the hell were they holding brick phones
right.
and getting in chat rooms?
Yeah.
Slacker used to get in chat rooms.
Oh, okay, this is why we're
Amber doesn't know. He used to get in these chat rooms in their infancy, and he would pretend he was a lesbian. So he was like, yeah. But until he realized,
okay.
It was
so
all
here's the
up.
Point: you go into a chat room,
dude.
Yes, you go in and like you're filthy talking with other lesbians, and then it was one night. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I've cracked the code. And I'm like, wait, it's all dudes
pretending
talking.
To be. Like-
yes.
Uh-huh. You got mail.
I was a lesbian in the 90s on AOL. All right.
Yes.
I don't know if I want to talk anymore.
Oh, okay.
What movies didn't hold up? Jared.
Yay.
What's not holding up? What movie isn't holding up?
The new Mortal Kombat movie.
Really?
I didn't see it, but like, can I tell you what an idiot I am? I subscribe to HBO Max because they had this brilliant campaign in the middle of COVID where they're like, get us because all the movies that won't be going to the theaters will come on here first. And I'm like, awesome. I've watched zero of them. Mortal Kombat is one of them. It was like, the new Kong. Nope, never. Like, every single movie, it's only on there for like a month and I forget and I miss it. And I'm giving them like $14 a month for nothing.
Amen.
But anyway, why does it suck?
Well, I even got the HBO Max just for Mortal Kombat. I was so hyped about it, them remaking it. It started off great, and then towards the end, I realized it had no plot to it. The fighting scenes were great, but there was zero story.
All about the fight.
Yeah,
that is the first three Star Wars movies. They made, like, George Lucas got so into CGI that he made these epic movies with, and you, like, there's fight scenes and you're like, I hope everyone dies because I don't care about anyone in this battle. You literally don't care. You're like, I hope he makes the best nuclear bomb effect and just kills everybody in the movie and starts over.
Just brings all
starts over with a new cast that I care about because I don't care about any of these people. It's the worst. Thank you for the call, Jared. Did I just badmouth Star Wars?
You did.
I'm proud of you. Yeah, you did good.
Jennifer.
Yay.
What movie doesn't hold up?
The Professional with Natalie Portman, where he is an assassin for, like, the mob.
Yeah.
And her family dies. And then, so he takes her, like, he takes custody of her, I guess. But just their whole relationship now, it's really kind of creepy.
It's creepy.
Like,
yeah.
She's a child, right?
She's young.
Yeah, and she loves him, and so she's dressing, like, provocative around him.
Yeah.
And,
but it's, she looks like she's nothing. 12.
Yeah.
She had that velvet choker with the locket.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you understand that we're all describing why we don't like it because it's creepy?
That's what I was with you on that. That's all creepy. They're trying to make her look an adult.
It was the way that, thankfully, Jennifer didn't see it, but Amber and I saw the way you caressed your neck when you were describing the choker.
No neck caress.
I wanted
a rubber choker.
I never said anything.
You didn't say it, but your body is like.
What part?
Thank you, Jennifer. That's awful. It's true, because, like, they had that Florence Nightingale weirdness going on, and now you watch it, and it's like, that's human trafficking.
Uh-huh.
It's gross. Millie?
Yes.
What's the movie that doesn't hold up?
Invisible Man. That came out last year.
Oh, I never saw it.
Oh, there's a new one?
Yeah, with that girl from Bridesmaid's Tale or something.
Oh, really?
Kristen Wiig?
Wiig.
Is it, why doesn't it hold up?
Because, the movie, long story short, her abusive, like, husband is really smart, creates, like, an invisible suit or whatever, and it, like, traumatizes her and is, like, driving her crazy. Nobody believes her because, of course, nobody is supposed to believe her. It turns out, like, twist that it was, like, the brother or something, and it's, like, driving her crazy. She ends up, like, in an insane asylum.
Fun.
Like, you know what movies don't hold up? Now that she's describing this, every M. Night Shyamalan movie after Sixth Sense.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you know what he did? Sixth Sense was so good. It had that twist at the end. You're like, oh my God, he was dead at the end. Like, he was dead the whole time. So every single movie is like, I'm going to do a big twist.
And then
you see the twist the whole time.
There's
a twist at the end. Like,
you
stop
already
it.
Know.
Yes.
You already know there's a twist.
And I hate saying his name. I just don't want
to. I know. I'm not a huge fan. Chantel?
Yay.
What movie didn't hold up?
Revenge of the Nerds.
Which part? What do you mean?
So, like, you liked it you went back and watched it?
Yes, I used to love it, and I couldn't find it for a long time, and they just added it to HBO, so we were watching it, and there was, like, one part where the girls' sorority did something to them, so has revenge. They went and broke into their sorority house and, like, planted a bunch of cameras in their bathroom and, like, their bedrooms and stuff.
You're right.
And then when they entered the contest for the college campus or whatever.
Yep.
They were selling the pie tins, quote unquote, and really it was
with
just
their
crazy.
There's revenge porn.
Yeah.
And you know what else? Do you remember the first time he sleeps with her?
Yeah.
He's dressed like her boyfriend. That's full on R word.
Yeah.
No, that's on Buyer Beware.
No, she's like, oh my God. Then she's like, oh my God, you were so much better. He takes the mask off. It's like, it's me. And she's like, oh, that's cool then. Because every woman's like, trick me into bed as somebody else. And then, well, if you rock it, then yeah.
Then great.
We're good.
She was happy. Exactly. It worked out. Yeah.
It's a full on, it's just like 16 Candles.
Yeah.
Like the stuff that we used to think was acceptable in a movie.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They made fun of the moose.
Nerds. Brandon?
Yes.
What movie doesn't hold up?
Yay.
This actually, I may get a little flack on this movie, but I was thinking of Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Shut your mouth.
I used to watch this movie religiously as a when I was a kid.
Stop it.
Thank you, Brandon, for having the courage to speak up against. Yeah,
it's
still good.
It was stupid then.
It's okay.
And it's still stupid. I get it. It's not as fun. You know what was funny about it when we were young is like our parents didn't want us to. Because it was kind of filthy.
Like Benny Hill, those type of. Yeah.
Yes. They were like, it's too filthy. And now you go back and you're like, well, that's. I should have just been watching porn. Like, this is. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't hold up. Last one here, Kenna.
Yay.
What movie doesn't hold up?
Mean Girls.
What?
Really? Why?
I can't watch it. It was good at first, you know, having the girls around watching it, but I hate it. I just can't stand it.
What? How dare you?
We're going to need your social media handle so we can reach out to you. That is wrong.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.